My guest at this time is Dan Gaynor. He's the Vice President of Culture and Business at the Media Research Center. We've asked him to comment on the mainstream media firestorm over a promo that anchors from all Sinclair Broadcast Group-owned stations recorded about the company's commitment to checking the facts before reporting the news. A mashup of all the promos is leading some on the left to say Sinclair and its stations are a brainwashed cult or doing the bidding of the Trump administration. But what's really behind the outrage, and what does this kind of reaction mean for independent media in general? We'll get into all of that over the next few minutes. And Dan, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. This is a story that particularly annoys me because the media are being so hypocritical on it.
Why?
Well, I mean, these are, in many cases, journalists representing syndicated outlets. ABC, CBS, NBC syndicate every day 3 to 4 hours of morning news, a half hour of evening news, and then a whole several hours of entertainment coverage every day to their member stations. The only difference between that content appearing one location or another and what Sinclair did is Sinclair had it read by multiple people using the same script. The broadcast networks just use the same show. Otherwise, it's no difference. Since when do we allow senators? We care when senators basically threaten the news out, like Inquire, like Dick Durbin did. And a particular humorous moment was when Gail King from CBS complains about it. And remember, Gail King is a Democratic donor. She's given tens of thousands of dollars to to the Obama Victory Fund and the Democratic National Committee.
Dan, you mentioned that the difference here is that the Sinclair people all cut the same promo, and so it was possible to make this mashup. But what kind of directives, in addition to providing programming, do the mainstream networks give to their affiliates?
Well, I mean, they all lean left. They hire left. That's how you move up in journalism. You watch just during the Trump presidency how people who were quirky bit players who happened to be in the White House press room, but who attacked or criticized or had rumbles with the various Trump press secretaries, April Ryan, Brian Karam. Nobody ever heard of either one of them prior to that. Then as soon as that happened, they were hired by CNN. This is how it goes. The broadcast networks and the lefty cable networks all think that Sinclair must be stopped, because they're out to stop Sinclair from buying Tribune. So this is a blatant political play on behalf of the allegedly neutral journalists.
All right, let's drill deeper now. Why does the mainstream media not like Sinclair?
Well, because Sinclair doesn't lean as far left as they do. Sinclair has been accused of being pro-Trump, but in the land of liberal media, basically not having staffers attack Trump every second of the day is, by comparison to the networks, pro-Trump.
What is the situation overall right now? Not just talking about Sinclair, but what's the situation overall for independent media right now? And what is their future when behemoths like Disney and Comcast and Viacom and Time Warner seem to not want anyone else in their space, particularly if you don't share their ideology?
Well, I mean, it's very tough. This is a tough world. Journalism in general hasn't been doing well financially for many years. When the dot-com crash, it was the beginning of sort of trouble times for journalism. But the 2008-2009 stock market collapse, while that caused a nationwide recession, at the same time, in journalism, it caused a nationwide depression. Journalists lost their jobs by the thousand, and they haven't really come back. And so the journalists who are in this field all want to save their jobs and attack anybody who disagrees with them. So it's a combination of self-interest and lefty agenda.
Any way to reverse it, or is it just going to be a withering process here when the big dogs keep hammering on anybody who doesn't do what they do?
Well, the way to reverse it for conservative media, which I care about more than liberal media, is for, first of all, top donors to get involved to fund more conservative outlets. I mean, Daily Caller or Breitbart, these are outlets that didn't exist decades ago even. just as HuffPost barely existed a little more than a decade ago. So there's new outlets opening up all the time. That's an opportunity. But outlets are only as good as the people that staff them. So I strongly encourage young conservatives to go into journalism. I'm fond of using the comparison that journalists or conservatives view journalism like abused spouses view marriage. And, you know, they don't have any use for it at all. They see it as an expressed negative. But if journalists on the right don't go into journalism, how do we fix it?
What about the fragmentation of news? It's already happening in cable, of course. Fox appeals more to right-leaning people, MSNBC to the left, and now CNN's joined them more recently. You could argue certainly that CNN's always tilted left, but they're just more overt about it in the last few years. Are we going to get to the point now where trying to play it straight is a monetary loser for people, and most are going to try to appeal to a certain audience?
Well, it's a fiction to envision that journalism was ever the shining city on the hill. It's always been spun to the left. You go back 50 years ago, we just had the anniversary, in fact, of when Walter Cronkite, Uncle Walter, as you know, who's at everybody's home, when he declared the Vietnam War unwinnable. Walter was a diehard liberal, and Edward R. Murrow before him and Helen Thomas after him, all huge diehard liberals. The lions of the press of that era were as liberal as anybody you could imagine. And that's why you tend to get positive coverage of the old Soviet Union in the New York Times, positive coverage of the old of Cuban dictators in the New York Times or in the major press. They spin every major issue of the day toward the left.
Dan, we'll have to call time there. Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Dan Gaynor, Vice President of Culture and Business at the Media Research Center. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.